Hundreds of thousands of gallons of untreated wastewater spilled into the St. Jones River on Tuesday. State environmental scientist Michael Bott says the spill has stopped, but federal guidelines require the state to suspend all oyster and clam harvest for 21 days.
Those species are filter feeders, so they can actually accumulate what is in the water column, unlike crabs, conchs, or fish.
Since filter feeders strain particles from the water, the concern is if a fisherman caught one, they could potentially put contaminated shellfish on the market. Bott says it's a public health concern. Leonard Limbo-Voss, the chairman of the Advisory Council on Shell Fisheries, catches clams as bycatch. He says though it's not prime harvest season, the temporary halt was the right thing to do, especially since fishermen are allowed to harvest only 65 bushels each this year.
They realize that when you have a quota that small, you have to get as much as you can out of it, and anything that jeopardizes that needs to be avoided.
As a result of the spill, DENREC has ordered Kent County Public Works to closely monitor the river for bacteria until the water quality improves. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.